ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون.
Translation: And of mankind, there are some who say, "We believe in Allah and the Last Day," while in fact they do not believe. They try to deceive Allah and those who believe, while they are only deceiving themselves and perceive it not. The next topic is meaning of nifaq. Nifaq means to show conformity or agreement and to conceal evil. Nifaq has several types. Nifaq in the creed that causes its people to reside in hell for eternity, and nifaq in deed, which is one of the major sins, as we will explain soon, Allah willing. Ibn Jurayj said of the hypocrite that his actual deeds are different from what he publicizes. What he conceals is different from what he utters. His entrance and prisons are not the same as his exit and absence. The next topic is the beginning of hypocrisy. The revelations about the characteristics of the hypocrites were revealed in Al-Madinah. This is because there were no hypocrites in Mecca. Rather, the opposite was the situation in Mecca, since some people were forced to pretend that they were disbelievers while their hearts concealed their faith. Afterwards, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Al-Madinah, where the Ansar from the tribes of Aus and Khazraj resided. They used to worship idols during the pre-Islamic period of ignorance, just as the rest of the Arab idolaters. Three Jewish tribes resided in Al-Madinah: Banu Qaynuqa, allies of Al-Khazraj, Banu An-Nadir, and Banu Khurayza, allies of the Aus. Many members of the Aus and Khazraj tribes embraced Islam. However, only a few Jews embraced Islam, such as Abdullah bin Salam. During the early stage in Al-Madinah, there weren't any hypocrites, because the Muslims were not strong enough to be feared yet. On the contrary, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam conducted peace treaties with the Jews and several other Arab tribes around Al-Madinah. Soon after, the Battle of Badr occurred and Allah gave victory to Islam and its people. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul was a leader in Al-Madinah. He was Al-Khazraj's chief, and during the period of Jahiliyyah, he was the master of both tribes, Aus and Khazraj. They were about to appoint him their king. When the message reached Al-Madinah and many in Al-Madinah embraced Islam, Ibn Salul's heart filled with hatred against Islam and its people. When the Battle of Badr took place, he said, "Allah's religion has become apparent." So he pretended to be Muslim, along with many of those who were just like him, as well as many among the people of the book. It was then that hypocrisy began in Al-Madinah and among the surrounding nomad tribes. As for the immigrants, none of them were hypocrites, since they immigrated willingly, seeking the pleasure of Allah. Rather, when a Muslim would immigrate from Mecca, he would be forced to abandon all of his wealth, offspring, and land. He would do so seeking Allah's reward in the hereafter. The next topic is the tafsir of Ayah, chapter 2, verse 8. Muhammad bin Ishaq narrated that Ibn Abbas said that, translation, "And of mankind, there are some who say, 'We believe in Allah and the Last Day,' while in fact they do not believe." This refers to the hypocrites among the Aus and Khazraj, and those who behaved as they did. This is how Abu al-Aliyah, Al-Hasan, Qatada, and As-Suddi explained this ayah. Allah revealed the characteristics of the hypocrites, so that the believers would not be deceived by their outer appearance, thus saving the believers from a great evil. Otherwise, the believers might think that the hypocrites were believers, when in reality they are disbelievers. To consider the sinners as righteous people is extremely dangerous. Allah said, "And of mankind, there are some who say, 'We believe in Allah and the Last Day,' while in fact they do not believe," meaning They utter these false statements only with their tongues, just as Allah said, when the hypocrites come to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say, we bear witness that you are indeed the messenger of Allah. Allah knows that you are indeed his messenger. Chapter 63, verse 1, Al-Quran. This ayah means that the hypocrites utter those statements only when they meet you, not because they actually believe what they are saying. The hypocrites emphasize their belief in Allah and the last day with their words, when that is not the case in reality. Therefore, Allah stated that the hypocrites lie in the testimony of creed, when he said, and Allah bears witness that the hypocrites are indeed liars. Chapter 63, verse 1, Al-Quran. And Allah also said, while in fact they believe not. Allah said, they try to deceive Allah and those who believe. The hypocrites show belief outwardly while concealing disbelief. They think that by doing this, they will mislead Allah, or that the statements they utter will help them with Allah, and this is an indication of their total ignorance. They think that such behavior will deceive Allah, just as it might deceive some of the believers. Similarly, Allah said, on the day when Allah will resurrect them all together, then they will swear to Him as they swear to you, and they think that they have something to stand upon. Verily, they are liars. Chapter 58, verse 18, Al-Quran. Hence Allah refuted their way by saying, while they only deceive themselves and perceive it not. Allah stated that the hypocrites only deceive themselves by this behavior, although they are unaware of this fact. Allah also said, verily, the hypocrites try to deceive Allah, but it is He who deceives them. Chapter 4, verse 142, Al-Quran. Also, Ibn Abi Hatim narrated that Ibn Juraij commented on Allah's statement, verily, the hypocrites seek to deceive Allah, but it is He who deceives them. The hypocrites pronounce, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, seeking to ensure the sanctity of their blood and money, all the while concealing disbelief. Sa'id said that Qatada said, and of mankind there are some who say, we believe in Allah and the last day, while in fact they believe not. They try to deceive Allah and those who believe, while they only deceive themselves and perceive it not. This is the description of a hypocrite. He is devious. He says the truth with his tongue and defies it with his heart and deeds. He wakes up in a condition other than the one he goes to sleep in, and goes to sleep in a different condition than the one he wakes up in. He changes his mind just like a ship that moves about whenever a wind blows.